Okay. Good. All right. Well, hi everybody. Hey, Modern Yoga Tribe. I've got Ralph Havens with me today, and we're so excited to hang out with you for a half hour or so. And Ralph and I met each other through our kids. They go to school together, and we realized really quickly how much we have in common. How we both have kids around the same age, and we are lovers of movement and all things energy and being out in nature and just a lot of the same core values as well. So we're excited to just chat today about what Ralph has been up to and yeah, all the things. So Ralph owns Beyond Limits Physical Therapy, and he also is has an amazing online program called Atomic Success Secrets, which is a mix of a blend, a fusion of all this work that he's done through energy work. And it's including matrix energetics, and he works with integrative techniques and with the peace process. And Ralph, let's start with that. How about you tell us a little bit about what you're doing with healing online?
Sure. Thanks. And thanks for having me, Leslie. I'm excited to be here. And hello, everybody, all the yogis. So my name is Ralph Havens. I'm a physical therapist, and I've been doing it for 39 years. And over the years, what I'm up to, I think the question is like, what am I using right now? Like in the peace process kind of things, or
Tell us a little bit about how you're blending this energy work and the
okay.
peace process with all that you've been doing online and in your practice.
Okay, so maybe just a little bit of a backstory. I have this thing that was taught to me early on to test and then to retest. So, if somebody had a sore shoulder, test it, and then afterwards, is it better or worse or is it the same? So you could get immediate feedback to find out did what I, did what you do make a difference instead of like just doing something and then they come back a few days later and like it's better. Well, bodies get better anyway. So, the idea is like, let's test a bunch of stuff. And over the years, what I realized was here's my client and they've got their issues. And then I would do something. In the beginning days, it was a lot of physical things, hands-on techniques and exercises. And then I would see, are they better or worse or the same? And so I started getting a database. And that was my primary thing, like, is what I'm doing making a difference? And as I went through, I was very scientific, I thought, and orthopedic, and I didn't want to be fooled. And so I didn't go into the energetic and cranial sacral kind of therapies initially because I thought it didn't sound scientific. But I had a friend, a colleague way back in San Diego who was getting results with people that I wasn't getting results with. And he was doing stuff that looked really strange. It was very light touch, and he said he was working on organs. So I started to learn that because I had to see, did it work? And it did. And so as I went through this test and retest and what's really working, it got what could be called weirder and weirder. Like I found Sharon Giamatteo, the late Sharon Giamatteo, and she had a whole body of work where you could look at somebody from across the room and see what was wrong, wrong with them, where the problems were. And then she had techniques to, in her words, fix it up for kidneys and livers and hearts and I had a big experience where after 8 months of not being able to run, a spasm in my lower leg, I went to a therapist and they found a problem with my heart. And so I tried orthotics and massage and all my techniques and nothing was working. But 2 hours of working on the heart and the big arteries going into the heart, coming out of the heart, I could run again and my anxiety came down a bit. And so it started me on this path studying with her to learn how to see and how to fix up the body. And it was hands-on techniques. And then I met this guy, Richard Bartlett, a chiropractor, naturopath from Seattle, who has this thing called matrix energetics. And he had a way to not only see things, but also to do things at a distance, or at least it looked like he was doing something, and then somebody would have a healing effect, whether they were in person or halfway around the world. So I started combining all this stuff up, and I kept testing and retesting, and then along the way, I found this process that's really in every spiritual tradition. You use it, I use it, and it's a way to go inside with your own intention and just feel where the issue is and let it unravel itself. And it's so simple, but it's most people won't do it because it's so simple, maybe. And also, I think you're touching some very deep stuff. And I started using that with my clients and testing and retesting, even the ones in person, because I could see that if they came in with a shoulder, I'm thinking of this one lady, a knee, some issues around self-worth and things, problems at work with relationships, that if she did this thing, her shoulder got better right away, her knee got better, she went to work and life was better at work. And the cool thing was she was doing it herself, so I could tell her, hey, you did that. I'm sitting over here. You did this thing. So that's the peace process is that. And then there's more stuff we're using now that I can talk about that we talked a little bit about at school the other day. But yeah, it's just been a process of finding out what works.
It's fantastic. And to your point, we're facilitators for healing, right? The healing is actually happening within, and it's really accessing that frequency of healing that can be done with so many different modalities. It's whatever one you're most drawn to, because so much of healing is about tapping into that higher frequency, and then having the mind really get on board with the belief of this is effective. This is going to happen, because when we're in a state of resistance, we can't receive. And when we're in a state of allowing, then all the good stuff starts happening and we get really aligned. And I love that about the peace process, because it really does take becoming comfortable with the uncomfortable. And that's what yoga does such a great job of teaching everyone on here with the yogis, is getting into these positions or possibly learning to realign and change the way we move so that we can feel into that movement of from uncomfort to comfort. And it's kind of always a dance. And let's talk a little bit more about the peace process, because now that we're highlighting it, I think people would really like to know what you're doing with, like, how to find the peace process through you and how, where that is.
Well, I made a little video with it. And I through my process, I of figuring out like how to do what I do. You know, I moved from San Diego to Bellingham, Washington, and then out to Maple Falls, out by Mount Baker. And I was trying to figure out how to have a practice. Like, how do I do what I do now that I'm not doing a physical therapy practice with insurance and stuff? And along the way, I started working with some entrepreneurs, online entrepreneurs. And one of them, who was leading a mastermind I was in, told me that so many of them are dealing with fear and anxiety. They called it imposter syndrome, and that it was stopping them from growing their businesses. So I started down the road of with them for a while, doing healing in that group. And some of them made a lot more money after they cleared this stuff. It was quite remarkable. So for a while, a few years, I kind of went down that road and I thought, well, this is what I do. I help entrepreneurs clear these inner blocks to their abundance. And since then, I've come back to, I'm a healer and I work on people for the chronic health and life challenges. But I made this video when I was in that mode. And so it's for entrepreneurs, but it can be used for anybody. So I'll it's ralphhavens.com/peace process. The basic idea, and I can walk people through it if you want right now, is to any obstacle that you're going through, you can use it for. Or you could use it if you have a vision, like what you would like in life. So one thing, I'll just give you the framework and we can go through it a little bit if you want live, but it's basically, you could think of like, what do you really, really, really want? Like if something were to change for you, even in a few minutes, what might that be for you? And of course, you know, you can visualize it and feel it and this is what I want. If I had this and this and this, and I got over this obstacle, and this one thing that's really bugging me is in the way, and you know, this is causing me some angst. Whatever is going on, you could kind of just think about it a bit. And of course, life lets you think about stuff all the time, so you don't have to go looking too far for stuff. And then once you do that, it might, if you're thinking about your vision, like what you want, you would think it feels really, really good. Yet there might be part of you that feels like a little pressure in your chest, like a little elephant's on your chest, or your gut hurts, or you think about getting everything you want and all of a sudden your neck hurts. And whatever that is where the gold is. And the key is to just take your intention, your attention, your awareness, and just go notice the feeling. And at that point, it's about staying out of your thoughts and staying out of your mind and not giving it a label, and just notice the actual feeling. Like if it's a little pressure in your chest, just notice the pressure without calling it fear or anxiety. Just notice the feeling. And once it's done being felt, you don't have to feel that anymore. It doesn't have any control over you. You're not protecting yourself from this, whatever this is. Because when we go through life, we protect ourselves from pains. You know, people betray us, people leave us, problems happen, somebody dies, somebody goes away, you have a problem with money, and it hurts. It really, really hurts. And so what we do is we hold that down and we don't want to feel it, but then it causes all these problems in life. And so what we do is whenever we see and feel that that problem, that pain, we go feel it. Because once you feel it totally, then it doesn't have to be protected anymore. It's gone, and it frees up a lot of energy for healing and life and just getting on with it.
Yeah, one of my favorite sayings is you have to feel it to heal it, which
Yeah,
means you
that's
have
basically
to
it.
be that spiritual warrior. You have to go back in. And of course, what we teach in yoga is things are like wheels. So if you picture a wheel, which is the chakra system, things will come up in alignment that are ready to move. And then they'll go back down around the wheel because we didn't release them when we had the opportunity. So we have this tremendous life experience where everything will come into alignment, ready to be released, anything we stored because we're meant to not store things, right? We're meant to have things moving all the time, and we just block the flow sometimes with that storage. And so as they come up, working with the peace process, or I use a different process, but it's the same thing. Like Ralph was saying, this is just a beautiful name for it, which I love. It's just a process of acceptance and then stating
Yeah.
the intention of that release. You know, I release this back to source. I release this back to the person who gave it to me, because when we're young, we take so much on, right? Especially up to age 7, we're in that theta brain state where we're just learning from everybody around us. And often what they're giving us isn't the highest vibration or ne isn't necessarily meant for us, but we take it anyway. We're little sponges. And so that
Yeah.
when we store it becomes this, you know, once we go from the energetic, it comes into the physical world. So we get to attack, you know, move things at multiple levels, right? We get to move them in the physical, and we get to move it at that energetic place. And when we blend those two things together, we have this tremendous healing.
That's
And I love
so
it.
wonderful. What a great way to do yoga. My gosh.
Yeah, it's great because I mean, in so like you, I've been practicing for a long, long time, teaching for a long time, so over 20 years now, and I started seeing that you can't just deal with the physical because we're so much more than that. We have like 6 feet out or more of subtle bodies, of energetic bodies of us. So if we only deal with what we see, we're missing a huge part of the totality of us.
Yeah.
And it always starts in the energetic field before it gets stored. And then we have to deal with it in the storage as well as the energetics. But if we can get it before it's stored, we're good to go. That's where the real, like, high vibe wellness is coming in. And so having a process to do that is an amazing way to keep things flowing, right? Being in that flow of life.
Yeah, I can show you another the next level that we're using it. I think it's you're already doing it if you like. But yeah, it's basically what's happening in your body, like feel it, and then notice if there's thoughts, but not trying to stop them, but just notice it. And then the next part, I'd love your input on this, what you think about this is like just kind of start to look at like who is it that's watching? Like somebody's watching this feeling. And who is that that's watching? And so it's that age-old like question, like who am I? And I kind of play between those two spots, like what is my note? What am I noticing? And who is that that's noticing? And I kind of I've got it's my interest right now.
Great. That's so great. Yeah. And are you feeling like it's a you as a witness, or are you feeling like it's a higher
Well,
divinity?
it's like one of those things that probably I don't know if I'll ever have words for it, but we have one of our people in our group that we're like, oh my God, she jumped. She calls it jumping, but she said she was doing this process for a long time, and at some point, like brushing her teeth, she realized for real that she was the watcher. Like she was in the movie theater watching the human. And then it went away. And then at one point she just woke up in the morning and she knew that she was the watcher. And what she is and what she knows now is she's pure bliss. And she might still wake up with a headache or with this problem or this, but it's like she's in a movie theater watching this life going on, but she knows she's the one in the movie theater watching. She's not like this thing. So she had this experience that Eckhart Tolle talks about, and Michael A. Singer, and David Hawkins, and so we're all just like, oh my God. But yeah, that's what we're up to. We're like playing with this and glimpses of this, like, who is that? Like, what is that? The police called it the ghost in the machine. What is that? It's my
Yeah.
interest right now, anyway.
Yeah, that's great. The teachings that I have is that we can, this is all possible for all of us. This is how we awaken, right? This is a process of awakening or up leveling your awareness or however you want to describe it. There's like Ralph and I are saying, we are doing a lot of the same things, but they have different names.
Yeah,
And one of the greatest teachings that I had, for me, I'm very visual, Ralph. I really am. I've always really liked good visuals. And so what I'm going to describe may help, but seeing a picture is always better. But if you can just imagine, maybe even close your eyes, a tube of light extended over your head. And that tube of light connects all the way up to source, the cosmos, whatever you choose to call it. It has a name in every tradition, from Atma, God, creator, whatever. And of course, God is a very triggering word for a lot of people. So if you're hearing that right now, that's an opportunity to really look into something like the peace process to release that, because it's a block. It's a block, a spiritual block. So in this tube, this is this beautiful white light tube that extends up. You have your, at the highest level, the oneness consciousness, that I am presence, and below that, your higher self. And then embodied is your soul. So when you get to this phase where you're starting to see yourself as an observer, as a witness through these like more divine or higher frequency vibes, you have this connection to your soul and to your higher self. And you get access to your higher thinking mind, which is going to help you so much in life. Create what you're here to create, be part of the soul purpose you're here to live. So that's how I picture it anyways, this huge tube of light, and it comes all the way down from the crown of the head through the spine. And that's why yogis talk so much about that spinal alignment and having that connection by having quiet time, that stillness meditation to connect inward. So having a spiritual practice, a seated meditation practice, is better. I mean, if you need to start with a walking meditation practice, if you're listening to this and you're like, I just can't sit down anymore, that's fine too. But the less that comes at you, even if it's a 3-minute practice of affirmations or of connecting to your breath or of just feeling the alignment in your spine and picturing that white tube of light, that's going to bring you so much closer into the alignment that allows those higher levels of consciousness to start coming through in everything you do. And that's what I love to hear, that this is where the energetics are going. It's really exciting.
That felt so amazing. Man, I can still feel it.
Fantastic. It's right there for you, right? And one of the laws of Earth, and this would be a really fun thing to go into some other time together, is one of the laws of Earth is you have to ask. You have to ask your higher wisdom to come through. You have to ask for a connection. It's like a phone call in the beginning where you're starting to bring yourself from maybe here to here. And you do it by calling. I call on my higher self. I call on my spirit team, and you start bringing them in to help you, because one of the laws of Earth is until you reach that higher frequency, they can't do anything unless you ask. And then once you reach that higher frequency, you're in alignment and you're all connected, like you were just talking about, and you're good to go. But until then, we get to ask. And isn't that amazing? We teach our kids so much to ask for what you want and ask for what you so and in the visualization process, right, with healing, we're talking about visualizing that endpoint of health. And it's kind of the same thing. It's like we need to ask for the connection.
Man, oh man, and that has so many truths. It reminds me of the Bible, the book of Matthew, where Jesus was looking at the disciples. I think they were freaked out about the boat was going to tip over or something. And he said, "Don't you know you're a God and the Holy Spirit resides within you?" And then later he said something about it said, "Ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open, seek and you will find. For whatever you ask in his name, he will give you." Like would a father, the son asked for a fish, would he give him a stone? No, he's gonna give him a fish. So it's like it's the same kind of principle, and it's in every tradition. So I love that the idea of asking, and I also love the idea of bringing in a guide or somebody that's already there, like Yogananda sitting on that hillside in Encinitas. It's like that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah. And it was fun. I got to visit him. His temple in Encinitas is really beautiful, very
Oh.
peaceful place. Yeah, it
It's
was
so
fun.
funny. I was
Have you been
telling Jen, I was saying, I can see Leslie living in Cardiff, right by Encinitas. I don't know why. I just had this like vision of like, oh, Cardiff by the
there? Part of
sea.
by the sea. I love that. I love that. Well, yes, that would be fantastic to live a little in a place a little sunnier, but hey, today is equinox, so I'm so excited to be with you ushering in the spring and everyone of my tribe. We have a beautiful day of spring in our step, right? Spring energies.
Man, this feels great.
So much fun. So tell us a little bit about this new process that you're working on, the RRR, because that one is about physical touch, which is so cool.
It is cool, and I can guide us through one if you want. I guess there's a guy named Ed Glazier. He's a podiatrist, kind of retired, but he's got a great company called Soul Supports, soulsupports.com. And we have his orthotics, and he's a mechanical engineer, and he had this whole system. And somehow he found this old chiropractic technique called Logan Basic. And so he started doing his version of it on the feet before he made orthotics for people to make their feet more pliable to be okay in the orthotics. And then one of my teachers of integrative manual therapy, Tom G. Mateo, IMTWellnessCenter.com, give him a plug. But he teamed up with Ed and put it together a whole system to like do things for the head and all these different joints in the body and below. And the premise of it is that there's a deep track. There's these tracks, like little highways of information. Little highways in the spinal cord, and one of them is called spinal thalamic tract, and it carries information from of touch, vibration, pressure, how you feel and perceive the world, up the spinal cord to the thalamus, which is the very center of the head where you perceive things. And on a spiritual level, it's about your perception of self, your higher consciousness pieces. It's the very center piece of the brain, and these little access points right under the skin. That if you touch just very, very, very lightly, like touching a butterfly, and not hurting it, if you touch it with that kind of light pressure, you activate a little sensor that goes to these deep layers. And what the Logan Basic technique was all about was improving mobility in ligaments and joints and connective tissue, and it did it through this pathway. And so as I've been doing it, I've been noticing my meditation is deeper, and I'm just it's like it just clears a lot of clutter out really fast, and I can show you some. There's some that you can do to yourself. There's some that a practitioner can do to you. It's really cool. And so Ed Glazier just called it RRR, relax, relief, release. Kind of a funny little name, but it's basically a dusted off, long ago chiropractic technique from back in the
Fantastic.
day.
I think we'd love to learn that. Elizabeth and I teach guided meditations. They're free on our through our platform twice a month on the full moon and on the new moon. And when we recently did a poll of, how is your meditation practice going? What are your obstacles? And a lot of people really said they have trouble getting onto that runway so that they can take off, which is getting in to settle the body. And I always teach breath. Breath works really works for me, but it would be so great to learn a technique that is working so well for you. We're
Okay,
ready.
cool. And I actually did a little video with it earlier today, but I'll guide us through it. Let's just do it. So what you can do, me, I like to test and retest. You can if you want, stand, walk, bend, move your body and just see how you feel to see if you're a little different afterwards. Notice how your feet are on the ground if you're gonna, test like that when you're walking. And then we'll do one. And I think we'll do this one. It's an easy one to do. You can you've got your neck, and the first little bump is the first bone is the top part of your breastbone. And at the very top part of your breastbone, you can just touch it. And if you touch it with a pressure that's really light, like if you were going to touch a butterfly but not hurt it, you would touch it super light. Or if you're going to touch your own eyeball, it'd be very light. And you just touch it and then glide the skin a little bit towards the sky. And you can just hold that for a bit. Just doing that will take you to a very deep place.
Wow.
Isn't that
Yes,
cool? And
that's
you,
just
yeah, and
so powerful.
isn't it? And there's
It's
another one.
immediate.
I know it's immediate. It goes to the spinal thalamic tract, deep in the spine, where Yogananda says God is the spine, and then all the way up to the thalamus, which is the seat of consciousness, awareness. And so you're accessing that system. And if you push too hard, you bypass the system. So it's like super light, barely under the skin. You can even go to the
And so,
belly button. And there's another
belly
one.
button.
There's a bunch of these little keypads all over the body. And so another one is the belly button. And you can take a few fingers and just super light touch your belly button and then glide it superior.
Wow.
Isn't that
I'm
cool?
just going to share with you what I'm feeling. For me, it was really fast and powerful right at the sternum, the breastbone. And so, I just want to share this in case other people are feeling this too. What I felt immediately was tingling in the brain. And when you feel those tingles, that is energy, and it's high frequency energy starting to come through. So for others, you may feel this, through the brain or near the crown, and that's that activation starting to happen for things starting to come through that antecron or that tube of light. Sorry, that was Sanskrit.
Oh, I love it.
Came through that light and that alignment that Ralph and I were talking about earlier starting to happen. So this is fantastic and really practical way to start your meditation, to
Yeah.
start.
And then you can add a little bit to it to get a whole bunch of joints at once. There's different techniques for all these different joints. And one combo technique is you can just turn your body a little bit to the right, not an extreme way, just a bit, and then hold that. And then we can add a little resistance. And the way we can do it is just bring your eyes back to the left.
Or
And in a
just your
few
eyes.
seconds, it might you might start to feel some melt, some kind of like release, anywhere from a few seconds to more than a few seconds. And then you can relax your eyes and just gently turn your body a little more to the right, and then turn your eyes to the left. And the whole time you're kind of pulling the skin from your top of your sternum up and from your belly button up. And then you can relax your eyes and then turn your upper body a little to the right and then let your eyes go to the left. Ooh-wee. And there's a covering around the eyes called the dura that's also continuous with the covering around your brain and the covering around your whole entire spinal cord. So when you move your eyes, you're putting a little something into that. And then you can come back around and keep the little pressure up with your sternum hand and your belly button hand and turn to the left just a bit. And then let your eyes go to the right. That's your resistance until there's a little melt or a little release. And then you can relax and turn a little bit more to the left, super gentle. And then bring your eyes to the right. And then relax. And one more time, a little more to the left with your body, and then the eyes to the right. And then you can relax. And you can combine it with that thing Leslie and I, you've been talking about, just going inside and just noticing. And then you can relax, and you can notice what you notice. You know, you can kind of move your arms and see, are they lighter somehow, or you know, do you walk differently, or your feet on the ground differently? And that's one of the processes from this RRR. It's just a bunch of them.
That was fantastic. Thank you, Ralph. I think everyone will be able to access that and feel some changes. So we're so glad to have had you on today. Is
Thank
there
you.
anything you want to say just as we wrap up here? I'll make sure we have all the links to your various exciting entrepreneurial opportunities, right? So Beyond Limits, physical therapy, if you're local in Bellingham, and Atomic Success Secrets, which is where you work with the peace process. And then I'm sure you do one-on-one work
Yes.
through that as well, right?
Yeah, in person or online. I'll put the link in the chat for the Atomic Success, and then I'll put one for the for my basic site that's local or online. And yeah, so what I would last parting words I would say is if it can happen, my experience with issues is if it can happen, it can unhappen. And I don't say that, you know, just lightly. It's like I've seen stuff heal that is beyond what I could imagine. And I think what you know, you, Leslie, and I, what we're playing with is a way to go access that whatever that is that does the real healing. And there is a real answer for somebody. And the idea is whatever's going on, like with my calf that was spasmed, it was my heart. My body was protecting myself, and it can protect you from a physical thing like an artery. It could protect you from a deep emotional or spiritual pain from when you were a little kid. And I find the key is to go find it, but without a lot of like trying to figure it out. And one of the keys is that process just to go inside and feel what you feel and stay with it till it clears, and then be guided where you're guided to go get healed up.
Fantastic. I love it. And yeah, we should do this again. This was so
We
much
should.
fun.
Yeah, I would love to because we do talk the same language, just slightly different words, but not even that different of words. So yeah, we really do need to do more.
Fantastic. Let's do it. All right. Well, Facebook, it was great being with you. Let me figure out how to say bye-bye here. Off we go. Facebook.
Yeah, and let me know. Of course, I'll talk to you later, but we'll get the links and share it with all of our people. I've got to go in and share as much as I can with our groups.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So I think I'm just stopping live stream, right?
And there's a recording going on too.
Stop live streaming. And then we'll